Praise Lord, my brothers and sisters. Greetings to you all in the matchless name of Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Welcome to today's Spirit's Podcast Ministries. Today's morning verse is taken from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 17, verses starting from 14 to 18. Jeremiah chapter 17, verses starting from 14 to 18. Let us listen to the verse.
Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved. For you are my praise. Indeed, they say to me, where is the word of the Lord? Let it come now. As for me, I have not hurried away from being a shepherd who follows you, nor have I desired a woeful day. You know what came out of my lips? It was right there before you. Do not be a terror to me. You are my hope in the day of doom. Let them be ashamed who persecute me, but do not let me put to shame. Let them be dismayed, but do not let them be dismayed. Bring on them the day of doom and destroy them with double destruction. Amen.
Praise Lord, we have listened to the word of God. And here Jeremiah is praying for deliverance. Jeremiah is a prophet who had been appointed in Israel to speak out the word of God. God is sending Jeremiah and he is proclaiming and declaring the word of God amidst of the people. And you know that Jeremiah was the only prophet who is anointed and sent by God. And there were many other people, many other prophets who were speaking and envisaging lies. And they were false prophets. So Jeremiah is being questioned at every situation. Bring on the word of God. People are asking him, bring on the word of God. Where did the word of God go? Are you dumb? Are you mute? Can't you speak now? So Jeremiah has been criticized and he has been surrounded by his persecutors. So at this time, at this challenging time, Jeremiah is bringing in a prayer of deliverance before the Lord. Many times, we in our own lives would have felt fragile about our own selves. We would have felt weak in our spirit. Many times we would have felt low. Many times we would have questioned our own selves. Many a times we would have lost our confidence. Many a times we would have fallen. Even Jeremiah is going through a difficult situation or a circumstance in which he's not able to find an answer for all his questions that he has in his mind. He's searching in depth and is bringing his supplication before the Lord. For he finds that he has been casted away amidst of the wolves, amidst of the lions that are urging to take away his life. So Jeremiah is completely disappointed and he's lost in his hope and is praying to God to renew his strength for deliverance from such kind of wicked people. So Jeremiah is coming to the Lord and he's asking and he's imploring his presence. He's asking the Lord to heal him and save him. For he says that, Lord, you are my praise. And indeed, these people, they say to me, where is the word of Lord? Let it come now. The people around him started to criticize. And they're trying to avenge Jeremiah on questioning about the word of the Lord, on questioning about the prophecies of the Lord. So Jeremiah has been cornered. He is found to be helpless amidst of such a wicked generation. And we all know that in God is our hope, and in Him is our refuge, for He is a stronghold and He is a deliverer. Hallelujah. So Jeremiah is bringing in a word of prayer to the Lord, and is telling that, as for me, I have not hurried away from being a shepherd who follows you. Not that I desired the woeful day, you know what came out of my lips. For Jeremiah always knew that whatever God spoke to him, that's what he had delivered, always. He spoke not in his flesh, not by any other influence, not in carnality, not in a worldly prowess, but he always spoke whatever the Lord asked him to speak to the people. So he's acknowledging whatever he had spoken before the Lord. He says that, Lord, you know what came out of my lips, and I have never used any other words other than what you intended me to speak to the people. And all those words are right there before you, Lord. Hence, Jeremiah is praying for himself. Lord, do not be a terror to me. You are my hope in the day of doom. Let them be ashamed who persecute me. Do not let me be put to shame. Let them be dismayed, but do not let me be dismayed. Bring on them the day of doom and destroy them with a double destruction. Jeremiah has been affected and afflicted to the core that he is asking for a double destruction upon those people. Such a wicked generation is asking, he is praying for a double destruction on all his persecutors, for they had been persecuting him from the day one when he entered into the city. They are a generation who never gave heed to the word of God. And Jeremiah is clinging on to the truth. He's clinging on to the word of God. Amidst of his persecutors, he is bringing in the word of prophecies. He's proclaiming the vision of God. He's delivering all the words that the Lord wants him to speak to the people. Though he has been put down, though he has been sent amidst of the wolves, Jeremiah never stops from speaking the word of the Lord. Now Jeremiah is feeling that he's been isolated. He's helpless. He's weak and fragile. And he's imploring the presence of God. He's asking God for his deliverance. And it's asking God to give him the courage and strength. He's asking for a double destruction upon his persecutors. And is asking that his persecutors shall be put to shame and they be dismayed. And is also asking that the Lord should save him from the doom. And anger of the Lord should not be brought before Jeremiah. He's asking, it should not affect me, Lord. And I should not be put to shame, Lord, for I am your servant. And I should not be dismayed, Lord, for I trust in your name. Hallelujah. Yes, my dear brothers and sisters. Even we would have gone through such a situation in our own lives. When we would have been clinging onto the truth, when we would have been speaking from the bottom of our heart, the people around us would have mocked at us. People around us would have ignored us. And they would have even booed us. But take heart. The God who had called you has a purpose and a plan. He will never leave you nor forsake you. And he shall never put his righteous people away. be ashamed. God is your salvation. He is your deliverer. Always embolden your own selves in the presence of God. The Holy Spirit shall come down, touch you and fill you with His anointing, and He will recharge you. Whenever you are weak, go to God. Whenever you feel disappointed, disheartened, call on the name of Jesus. When people around you mock at you, do not react, but pray. When people around you, they started to hurt you, do not weep, but call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Stand strong, for you are living in a world, you are living amidst of wolves, amidst of hyenas and lions that are thirsty of your blood. You are put forth amidst of a brood of vipers and scorpions, but you are the light. You are the light that the world will see. You are the truth sent by God that you have to speak and transform the lies. You are the light, and you shall be shining amidst of darkness. You are fashioned in such a way that you shall overcome problems and troubles of this world, and you shall be a winner. For the Lord your God is a victor. The Lord who had called you is great, and His plans cannot be changed by any man. You may think that you are alone, but you are surrounded by thousands of angels. For God had appointed angels to take care of you. You are special, my dear brothers and sisters. You are special before God. Let people speak whatever they wanted to say, but that will not have an impact in your life. That cannot change the plan and the purpose of God. The people, the persecutors around you are nothing before the sight of God. They are just like a grass. They are just like a flower which will wither away. And you will search and you will never find them. Your persecutors, your enemies, you will search for them, but still you will never find them. Hallelujah. For God is with you as a mighty, awesome one, that your persecutors shall be ashamed and they shall be cut off. Hallelujah. The God will protect you. The God will fight for you. The battle is not yours, but the battle belongs to the Lord. Hallelujah. Do not worry about your situation. Do not worry about your persecutors or your enemies. Surrender them into the hands of God. Surrender them today, and you will see a great war that the Lord is waging against your enemies, against your persecutors. Stay strong in the Lord and keep praising His name, for He is your refuge, for He is your stronghold. From Him is your deliverance. May the Lord bless you and speak to you today and forevermore. God bless you. Amen.